Hello and welcome to GearDiary.com's first ham radio review. Now, I'm going to play two audio clips here. The first is going to be a little short bit of audio that I recorded from an analog repeater. Now, there wasn't actually anybody for me to actually talk to on the analog repeater at the time. Plus, I am on the fringe for this particular repeater, so this kind of will also give you a little bit of the idea of the range differences between analog and D-Star. Analog is probably not as good range-wise as the D-Star, and it definitely isn't anywhere close to the quality. So here's the analog repeater.
D-R-A-Z. Testing. W3-R-A-Z toning.
Now you can see that the audio wasn't very good. In fact, the hum you hear at the end was actually the carrier from the analog repeater. Now I'm going to play a short bit of a conversation I had with a station from Tennessee on D-Star.
This is W3RAZ listening to Reflector 01 Charlie. Is anybody listening on the reflector?
W3RAZ with ID31, go ahead. WX4TX9 Tennessee.
And WX4TX is W3RAZ. Name here is Joel. And I'm coming to you from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Joel. Sound good on the 31. I saw a picture of the new ID51A. I think it was in the November. Trustee, I just got the next month.
Now, as you can see, the D-Star audio, which is the digital format, is very good. When there is a pause, there is no carrier noise. It's silence. And I really enjoy it. The only thing that you might recognize there is a little bit of robotic type of a noise, but that is kind of inherent to D-Star. It's kind of like when Skype kind of goes bad, but not, you know, it's not quite as bad as when Skype really goes bad. It's not 100% perfect, but it's 100% better than the analog. And the internet technologies that work in hand with D-Star really make D-Star a fun mode to work. So I hope you enjoy reading the review and listening to this little short audio clip. Thanks for reading GearDiary.com, and stay tuned to Gear Diary for more ham radio goodness from myself and other things.